Michelle from Murrumbina joins us now. Welcome, Michelle.
Thanks, guys. I'm really excited to be talking about arts and crafts tonight. I think I've been doing arts and crafts forever as well, just like your guest there. I've got a Lachook duck from when I was about 8 years old, and I was very
another duck.
Yes. Very excited to hear that Lachook is coming back, and I actually got a new kit recently from a craft show, so that was really exciting.
Oh, wonderful. And are you still crafting, still creating, Michelle?
I am still crafting and creating to the point where I now run my own craft store and a craft show, so I've now taken it out of the back office now that I've gotten older, and we talked about, you know, that mid-career change, so I had the opportunity to, start importing craft products, and now I do that as a bit of a hobby business and run a craft show by, bringing people together and sharing our joy.
Who first lit your fuse, your creative fuse in that way?
It's a tie between my mother and my father. Oh. My father was a printer, so we always had paper in the house, but my mother always learned a new skill every few years. So she did sewing and applique and hobby techs back in the 80s. Oh. So
back when people did things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I remember doing one of my first card and stamping classes with my mother, and it's sort of just grown from there.
Wonderful to hear, and great that it has not dimmed. And in fact, it's really blossomed by the sounds into all sorts of different tangents and pursuits, Michelle. Thanks for sharing that with us, and thanks for calling in.